Sometimes you will find in a day he only reads half of the para. Because he very, 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 he got his quarter right finished. After hymns is finished, the purpose of hymns was the thilul kiram, to make reading easy for you. Once reading became easy, it means read now. Once the person starts reading, his day with Quran has now started. You will see Quran never came to make life hard for anyone. You will enjoy it. And Quran, every time you will make one khatam, you will feel an inclination to make a second. Now why was the Hafiz going to be more unique than the non-Hafiz? Because the Hafiz was going to have more qiraat than the non-Hafiz. With more qiraat, what was going to happen? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned one, and in Quran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned. What the Quran will do to the one who reads it? In the world that we live in, it's a world of darkness. It is called Zulumat. And every time you go to a town, they'll tell you something new created, more darkness. So you call it Zulumatun, darkness, ba'duha fawqabad. One barrier on top of another barrier. Allah Ta'ala in Quran describes the highest level of darkness. Today when Karbuzari's upstairs was taking place and different ulama spoke, each one spoke about challenges everyone is facing. Me and you know our own challenges. Forget fighting with our child. Everyone got his own challenge nowadays with himself. If we are in such a spot, who already are called the mature people, the married people, the person with children, then we and you know when my child is going to school and university, he is in 100 darkness. When that boy is going into darkness, what can I give him? Can I give him something that removes darkness? So the law in darkness is you can't remove darkness. But I can give him a light that wherever you move, you won't see darkness. You see, you go into the jungle, you go into a park, everything is dark. That person puts on a torch. But the torch, darkness is not removed. But the light of the torch breaks through darkness. The only thing we can give ourselves in this world of darkness, so Almighty Allah describes darkness. This is the highest level of darkness you will find in Zulumat, darkness. Ba'duha fawqa ba'd, one level over another. The Quran describes it. It is like that man in the ocean. And there is one layer of water over another layer of water. And over that is the cloud, so the sun is not coming in. إِذَا أَخْرَجَ يَدَهُ لَمْ يَكَدْ يَرَاهَا Allah Ta'ala says that man in that water, even if he puts his hand like this. Now in the past when this ayat was revealed, you couldn't understand something like this. Because whoever swam would never swim to a level where the second layer of water covers the sun reaching through. Man would never reach there. So one person who had to do with water, he wrote this. He said, my journey of Islam started when I read this verse. The Almighty Allah said, he spoke about a man in the ocean, covered by one layer over another layer. So he said, I said that this Muhammad, it seemed he was a sailor. Because only a sailor could ever picture something there, that the clouds is covering the sun. And then there is one layer over the other layer. He said, but one thing used to trouble me, that in the past, before this gear was created, diving gear, people could never reach that part of the waters where no light at all is coming to. And even if someone reached there, he would never have the time to stand like this and put up his hand like this. He'd be half drowned. He would never have the chance to come up when the diving world was created. And people went into that layer where darkness covers darkness, and the sun is not being allowed to come. During that day, they put a huge light on and it opens up everything in front of them. If that light goes off, the diver himself will say, I put my hand in front, I couldn't see anything. The man said, when I read this verse, my journey of Islam started. He said, then when I heard that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not a sailor, I got more doubt. He said, why I accepted Islam is when I read the story of a diver. When diving started, and he said, we reached that place which man has never yet reached. Now they have gone much deeper. He said, it was so dark when I picked up my hand. Soon as that man raised his Sirat the Kalima. He said, 1,000 years ago, no one would have described. After that level of darkness, Almighty Allah now mentions, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَجْعَلِ اللَّهُ لَهُ نُورًا فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ نُورًا. In the highest levels of darkness, for who Allah has not given light, he will not find his way out of it. But what is that light? قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ. When Allah Tabarakallah speaks about Quran, Allah Tabarakallah speaks about Noor. A light has come to you. So you the light now. But that light only starts flicking, blinking when you start reading. And if the battery of that light is weak, then so much shines. The more tilawat, more it shines. The stronger the light, the more darkness goes away. So I got the light, you got the light. But in South Africa, when lights go off, we make sure we got our light that is already battery ready. Because we don't want to live in darkness. Quran was going to become a light for whoever was going to read it. It was not going to be a light for whoever was going to memorize it. That is why sometimes we find in the hifz classes, a boy is reading so much Quran, that if a non-boy of the madrasa was reading that amount, he would have become the wali of the earth. 5 paras you read every day. But that boy who's reading it, his intention is only one thing, to memorize Quran. He never made an intention to find Allah in Quran. A normal man, if he reads 1 para of Quran a day, hasad, jealousy, ish, dirty love, filth, everything starts coming out. A boy in the madrasa can read 10 paras a day. Problem is, his intention when reading it is to make sure I don't forget my Quran. But he forgot the meaning of forgetting Quran is forgetting Quran. He wants to learn it so I don't have to read it. The maqsad of Quran was so you have to read it. If a man can start reading the Quran, Almighty Allah now gave an example what it will do. Almighty Allah gave 3 kamalis of Quran. The first one Almighty Allah said, after he described the Arabs of the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he described how a father would kill his own daughter, and how when he would get the news of a girl, he would feel, must I kill the girl or must I keep the girl? Allah Tabarakallah said the time was the time where minds of the world was like lost. We today reach the time where you will meet a boy who will say to you, my mother wants me to marry my cousin Fatima. But I want to get married to my friend Zaid. So normally you were telling you mad. That mad was mentioned in Quran. People are mad. In today's time there's a lot of fault where a father is saying, I don't want my daughter to marry anyone else, she's for me. And there are some daughters who are using, fathers using their daughters. It started in the non-Muslim world, but Shaitan would never leave the Muslim. It has gone into the Muslim world. It has come into hip classes. And now and then it will come in the newspapers. This girl was studying in this madrasa. The teacher touched her. And Shaitan was enjoying. We reached a time where filth is now a joke. So we reached darkness. In that time people kill their daughters. In today's time, many times, it could be a Muslim man has an affair with a Muslim woman. Or a non-Muslim woman. She tells him, I'm pregnant. She tells him the child is going to be born in the next few years. He knows that after 4 months the soul was blown into the child. To save his honor, he tells that woman, here, take the tablet. That tablet, she doesn't know what it is. It's the tablet to make sure the child is killed in the womb. That time people kill their daughters, today people are killing the daughters. At that time it was non-Muslim, we reached a time where Muslims are also doing it. What took the Arabs out of that? Almighty Allah gave 3 examples. One was, وَاللَّهُ أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. Before the example, Almighty Allah said, then Allah sent to you Quran. Then Allah sent to you Quran. What it meant? So the first example, وَاللَّهُ أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. Is it not your Allah who sent water from the sky? That water fell onto a land which was dead. We always know when we say autumn came, winter came, the land became dead. After every winter, you say the rains of spring are coming. We got so much conviction in that rain, that as soon as that rain comes, we don't get shocked to see grass green growing. That ayat of Quran meant, if your Allah was water from the sky, can make a dead land, فَأَحْيَا بِهِ الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِيَا, can make a dead land alive just with water, then why don't you think that your Quran, which came from Allah, can make your dead heart alive again? Problem is, when we read it, we don't read it to come alive. A man will go to a sheikh also and say, give me one, tasbih. The sheikh will say, are you a hafiz of Quran? He say, yes. He say, you don't need any other tasbih. You got it all. In the field of the tasawwuf, they say, when that saint walks every path, he traverses levels and levels. They say, the ending of his life, you will see the saint with a Quran in his hand. Whenever no one is talking to him, you see he'll pull out his Quran and start reading. Whenever he's in a car, he's itching for a Quran. They explain that the fastest, which Nabi Prophet mentioned, you can reach your Allah is through Quran. A boy who's a hafiz who comes for his tarbiyat, that I'm involved with a girl, what must I do? He says, read Quran. The problem is, if your Quran is not pulling you out of that haram, it means you're not reading Quran properly. Either you never made any intention or you're not reading. It's one of the two. Then Allah gives another example. Almighty Allah says, have you not pondered about the animal? The animal here was referring to the cow. It was referring to the goat. Almighty Allah says, Allah gives a unique example of وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَنْعَامِ الْعِبْرَةِ, that in that animal which you see every day, that cow, that goat, what an example, the camel, نُسْقِيكُمْ مِمَّا فِي بُطُونِهِ مِنْ بَيْنِ فَرْثٍ وَدَمٍ, that in the animal is a collection of dirt. That cow, the camel, the goat, when you slaughter in Qurbani, then you will never find milk in it. You will find that they tell you, if you cut the stomach, only dirt is coming, or don't cut it. There's only dirt in the stomach. Almighty Allah says, your Allah between the blood and between the dirt, which is a whole collection, only dirt and blood. Between the dirt and the blood, Allah takes out for you pure white milk. And when you drink it, you don't see any color, you don't taste, you don't smell any of the dirt. What a message it was, that if in a normal cow was one command of your Allah, surrounded by filth and blood, Almighty Allah can say, blood and dirt, between the two of you, pure milk is going to come, do not affect it. If one command of Allah can create that milk, then why are we not convinced that the kalam of Allah cannot create us as milk? So we always say environment is very bad. So what is the environment? The environment is filth. Everywhere around us is filth, and in our pocket is filth. And the environment around us is bloody, dirty, filthy, everything napak. But if in a cow, pure milk can come out from that environment, then how come I can't become that pure milk? The thing is, either I'm not reading Quran, or if I'm reading, I'm not reading to find Allah. That man who reads Quran will find in an environment of dirt, he will become milk. The environment will not affect his color, he'll remain white. The environment will not affect his smell. Whenever someone smells him, they say, you smell unique. They will not affect his taste, everything around him, but it never affected him. That boy, if he goes in the filthiest of areas, you can be in your working place reading Quran, darkness cannot come because you light. You want to give your child a gift. They say the greatest gift you can give your child is the gift of Quran. So many parents did that. They told him, you go down, that's the gift for you. But that boy never understood it as a gift. He understood it as a punishment. It becomes a gift for him the day he learns how to put on the torch. As long as he's not told that you can make darkness run, wherever you go, my son, Whether you in the workplace, it will not hit you. Whether in front of the computer, it won't come to you. In your life, wherever you go, haram will come in front. You just say, no, why? Because I have given you a light that no darkness will ever come near this light. The thing is, make sure the light is on. Because, oh my son, if I give you the best torch, but the day the light go off, you haven't got your torch, you also going to find out. And that's what's happening to me. Allah Ta'ala gives the third example. وَأُوحَى رَبُّكَ إِلَى النَّحْلِ. Almighty Allah says, didn't you see how he spoke to the bee? The bee is so insignificant, it doesn't have the value of you. وَأُوحَى رَبُّكَ إِلَى النَّحْلِ. Almighty Allah said, I spoke to the bee. Meaning I'm speaking to you also. I inspired the bee. You don't think I'm going to inspire you. وَأُوحَى رَبُّكَ إِلَى النَّحْلِ. Almighty Allah said, I inspired the bee how to build its environment. But then came the time when the bee had to look for honey. So he had to go out into the farms and look for fruits or flowers. Those farms were very far away from the hive. It was several hundreds of miles. That small bee is called counter bee. It will move in this direction, it will move in that direction. It will finally land on one flower or one fruit. It will taste it, it will say, this is what I want. Now that bee will go all the way back. He'll come in the hive and he will speak to the queen. He will say, I found what we're looking for, now we need to send the collectors out. He will dance in that hive. In that dance, he will show them the way. He will give them such perfect directions that every bee that leaves after that, he doesn't go out. But they will find the exact flower that he showed them in the hive. How he worked it out, we'll never understand. Some say he worked it out with the sun. But we all know the sun is always moving. So when he went out in the morning, the sun was in one place. When they going out, the sun will be in another place. But they will know pinpoint where to make turn. They will reach it, they will grab it, they will bring it back. One bee will not get lost. Allah Ta'ala says, how is it the bee is not getting lost? In a world where there is no time, Allah Ta'ala says, when your Allah inspires the bee, the indication was you don't think what inspiration of Quran Allah will inspire you. وَأُوحَى رَبُّكَ إِلَى النَّحْلِ. Then Allah Ta'ala says, ثُمَّ كُلِي مِن كُلِّ الثَّمَرَاتِ فَاسْلُكِي سُبُلَ رَبِّكِ ذُلُلًا. The roads have been made open for you. Go out, you'll never get lost. That message was put after explaining the power of Quran. That if you take this Quran, you will become better than a bee. When you will leave your house, you will not get lost. When you come home, you will be able to direct other people to where you went. You will become a natural guide for yourself and for everybody else. Allah Ta'ala says, it never ended there, the bee never got lost. Allah Ta'ala says, then we take out from the stomach of the bee. Normally every man's stomach fully gives dirt. Even that girl, Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Asrata Bhutish, because he said an era is coming, and how he knew the era? Said that era is coming where ishq for girls and pretty faces will be the only thing in the minds of people. But in Pakistan at the time when he spoke, there wasn't this environment. How Allah put that on his tongue, it was the only thing he talked about. And he never speak about girls, and some people would get shocked. He would speak about every pretty face will become your god. Today in the world, this is the story. Every pretty face, he can be of the same sex or a different sex. As long as it's a pretty face, that boy says, I want it. That girl says, I want it. Everyone wants it. At that time he would speak about, he says, make muraqaba on your foot. On that island you dying for, just make muraqaba. Said, what a pretty face. But I wonder when she goes to toilet, does anything pretty also come out? He said, must does not come down there. He said, the same that you let go, she's letting go. He said, make that muraqaba because that's what she is. But Allah Ta'ala says that bee, when we inspire it, the filth never came out from the stomach of the bee. يَخْرُجُ مِن بُطُونِهَا شَرَابٌ مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُهَا فِيهِ شِفَاءٌ لِلنَّاسِ. Almighty Allah says from that stomach, honey starts coming out. of different colors in which the world found its own. What this ayah shows, it is not for the alims who are sitting upstairs to be the guides of humanity. Every man of Quran, if he reads Quran, he can become better than a bee. He will never get lost. He can show everyone else the road. And if everything from inside, with the rest of the world is only dirty, from him only clean will come out. When he will talk, people will say, I enjoy this, you have changed my life. When he will write, people will say, you changed my life. From his entire inside, honey will come out. The world will find cure. But if that Hafiz himself for this Quran is not finding cure, then it means his hifz was for some other reason, not for finding the root. Three examples Allah gave. One is, water can bring the dead land alive. Can your Quran not bring you alive? One is from that animal, pure milk came out, the environment never affected it. How come your Quran is not making you come out clean? And one is when the bee is inspired and he never gets lost, how come you getting lost? Perhaps the reason is either we're not reading Quran, or when we're reading, we're not reading to find Allah. It's just door. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave an example. He said, Ta'ahadul Quran. He said, consider this Quran, look at this Quran, take notice of this Quran, remember this Quran. فَوَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِي بَيْدَ قَسَمُ وَفَ اللَّهِ لَهُوَ أَشَّدُّ تَفَصِّيًا مِنَ الْإِلِلِ. He says, this Quran escapes faster than a camel. He spoke to a group of people who loved with a camel. They understood if you don't hold that rein and you just turn around, the camel is gone. And that's what we understood. But the man of the camel knew something more of the camel. And I'll just take you on this and we'll end on that. A man in a desert, number one, understood that more important than your wife on the journey is your camel. Because on the journey, if your wife gets lost, you'll always say, I can get another wife. But if the camel gets lost, you're not getting anything after. We visited Dubai, so one person took us into the, it's called sand dunes. And in sand dunes, the thrill of the sand dune is you drive fast. So you drive into the sand dune. And the faster you drive, the better. That's the thrill, like it's called like the world. A real ride, where you're just going up and you're going down and you're banging into the thing and everything's happening. So however, you never knew that you'd rather go yourself. If you go with a group, it's cheaper. But what happens, sometimes somebody else in the group can't manage that ride. So in our group, there was one husband and wife, perhaps who just got married 2 days ago, they came. They were also in the back. So they went in the back of the car, we went in the front of the car. That man just started driving and that poor auntie, she forgot honeymoon. Whatever she ate that night now started moving. Everything started. As we getting thrilled with speed, finally the husband had to tell that, you know what, please have mercy on my wife. Can you stop? The man said, sir, I can't stop now. This is just starting. So the person said, okay, like, let's go slow. He said, you don't go slow in this thing. What you came for the fun? Finally we agreed, okay, we'll drop you off your stand here. And then we'll go for our spin. And then we pick you up and we go out. And it seems so simple stand here. And the driver told him so many times, don't move from here. Just stay here. And then we went. And after 10 minutes the driver said like, and he could see he was already parishan. We came back, they were not there. And now he started driving and he's getting more and more worried. That man only sat. He wasn't standing. He just sat and we could not see. We found him in the ending after a good about 20, 25 minutes and the driver was, he said, I told you to stay. He said, I did stay. He moved from the flag little and he sat. Just that then I understood what it meant in the desert, if you get lost, you lost. Everything in the desert looks the same. It is a sand dune. And because the sand dune goes high, when you hear, you can't see what the other side. The up down, it's the up down. You can be right here and your friend is here, you lost. You will see nothing. Now you understood that camel. That man, if he just turns and the camel just goes around the sand dune, gone. He will never find it. He doesn't have to run away. He can't find it. In that journey, if your wife gets lost, you won't go look for her. Aisha radiallahu anha, when she got left in the desert, it was her intelligence that she said, the only way they'll find me is I'll stay in the same spot. Exactly where they left her, she sat. And she slept away. She said, because half a day's journey behind, once the Sahabi was appointed to make a journey, on the same path following footsteps. So if anyone forgot something, it will be in this line. If she had just moved little bit, she would have been lost. Same spot you have to say. That man in the Arabian desert understood what a camel means. The hadith said, the Quran of yours is your camel. You let go of it, it will go behind the sand dune. You only worried before Ramadan, I mustn't forget my Quran. Wallah said, one day you forgot your Quran is sufficient for all of us to get lost. It's only one day shaitan needs, the light must go off and the attack will be made. Quran was never for Taraweeh. That just before Ramadan, make sure your Quran gets solid. That Quran was, if your light is not on through night, when you will sit in front of the internet, that porn will put you in. It's just 1 second for the camel to go. Second meaning of the camel. As the man jumps on the camel, Allah has created the camel tall. So the heat of the sand does not reach him. How you have in your car, you say, put on the aircon. For the man on the camel is, if I'm high, it's cool air. If I'm on the ground, close to the ground, I burn. That camel lifted up man high from the heat of the world. Quran was meant to lift up the Hafiz high, give him honor over everybody else. And the second is heat in the world, what is called passion. Too much of desire. I just want the Maulanas to give bayan on second and third wife, because my wife is not listening. When that bayan, Maulana gives the bayan controlling the eye, that man never heard that bayan. He only wants the bayan of a second wife. Why? Because his feet are too close to the ground. Quran will lift you up and it will make that heat become tender. Lot of boys ask, lot of men ask, I got too much of heat. The answer is, take a fire extinguisher. That fire extinguisher is Quran. As you will read it, it will make you cold, because it's the camel that lifted you high from the sand, which are hot. Number 3 of Quran, that camel will find water in the desert, wherever there's water. Even if you can't see it, it will make sure you won't go thirsty, you won't die. Water in the world of dreams is called the mercy of Allah. When that man gets on the camel and his water gets finished, that camel finds water. It senses, go on, and it will find that water even if you can't see that water. That man who takes Quran, it will be his camel. Wherever the mercy of Allah is, the Quran will take you to the mercy of Allah. And the last is, when the camel knows my master wants to go home, there were times found where the master was almost dead when they reached the village. But the camel carried on. Master almost died. Camel carried on. During the time of the storm, they mentioned the unique nature of the camel. When the storm is coming in the desert, it will blow that small sand, it will hit the eye. That man will go blind. That small sand. Before the storm starts, the camel stops. The man immediately understands, he's not moving, why? He sees sand. The camel then becomes a wall. If you know the stomach of the camel, it becomes a wall. He jumps on the other side and he puts his whole head into the stomach of the camel. As that wind starts blowing, rocks start blowing, everything is blowing, that camel says, Master, as long as you stay behind me, nothing is going to hit you. But now comes the time that, how do you know the storm came to an end? Allah blessed the camel with 2 eyelids. One eyelid is closed, it looks after its own eye. The other one, it opens now and then to see if the wind stopped. Only when the camel stands does the master understand the storm is over. That camel is our Quran. When we will read it, it will lift us high from the world. It will take out our desires and our heat. It will give us honor like how it gave our fathers honor. It will find Allah's mercy wherever the mercy of Allah is. It will take us to our destination even if we're sleeping. And when the storms of fitna is coming, the Quran of ours will show us before it comes. And it will say, as long as you stay with me, it will not hit you, it will hit everybody else. When those fitna come, some people become blind in fitna. The man of Quran, he doesn't see the storm. This is our camera. But the day the man locked the camera, it wasn't that Taraweeh saying, you don't know your hip, Maulana, cough it up. The day we locked the camera means the day I stopped reading Quran. Suddenly there's no camera. I have to walk the desert myself. Most likely I'm not going to reach the ending. I'm not going to find water. The heat of the floor is going to burn me. And when the storm comes, I'm going to go with it. This Quran is not a small thing. It is in the worst of darknesses. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَجْعَلِ اللَّهَ لَهُ نُورٍ. For he who there's no light, where is he going to find light? This Quran is the light. Crux of what I'm trying to say is, the Quran wasn't revealed to make life hard for us. It was the greatest gift Allah could give me and give you. It is the greatest gift I can give my child in the era of darkness. But this gift will be appreciated when its purpose is the seal of qira'ah, to make reading easy. Because reading is easy, I get an allergy. I just want to read. I just want to carry on reading. And as the man starts reading, that light starts shining more and more. It will change his mind, change his understanding, change his outlook, change his desires. Everything will happen. Few years ago, he was begging his wife, I want a second wife, I want a second wife. Now he will stop having time even for his one wife. He only wants to read Quran. Only wants to read Quran. Quran, what the favor. It is the greatest gift, more stronger than any tasbih, any wazifa. The jinn cannot affect when there's Quran. Shayateen cannot come when there's Quran. Evil boss cannot come when there's Quran. Nuff cannot play games when there's Quran. Problem is, maybe there's no Quran. Although everyone is calling me Hafiz Afawani. But maybe there is no Quran. Maybe the camel just went on the side. What we need to do is say, oh Allah, I'm sorry. And I am sorry after you gave it to me to make it easy to read. I stopped reading. Now I ask you if that camel can just come back into my hand. The man who loses his camel is not coming back. The man who loses Quran just has to say to Allah, I want it back. Even if your hilf does not come right, but you start reading Quran, ulama have written, Allah will never take you to task for having forgotten the hilfs of Quran, as long as you remain reading Quran. And the man who stops reading will be asked. When Quran will make a claim, it will make a claim on the man who forgot Quran. That he forgot me. That man will be taken to task. May Allah tabarakallah, let us be the man who stays with his camel, who rides high, far away from the fitnas of the time. That Quran becomes ours, we become the Quran. And it takes us in this journey of darkness, but we always have our light. It takes us in the desert where no one comes out, but we come out. It finds water where no one got water. It makes us better than the bee. It makes us more smaller than milk. It makes us like that land that came after spring. Quran will do it all. Allah Ba'a give us love for Quran. Allah Ba'a give us the tongue that just wants to read Quran. And we all say, oh Allah, we're sorry that we all know we have become negligent of Quran. We all know it. And we want to now go back to our Quran. Let our Quran allow us to come back to it. Thank you.